Shane Ray's come along real well in the classroom. He needs to take it to the field. He hadn't had as much work as we'd like. Strained a quad muscle a little bit, so he's missed some full speed time. But he's so sharp on the board and watching film. And then on the sideline, he's over there telling us, you know, what he's done. We have a coach with him every play. He tells the coach what he's supposed to do on that play. And he got a little more work today. And so I think next week will be a big week for him.
Do you play one side or the other, mostly one side versus the other in college?
He's playing both. In college, he played one, basically the right side.
Basically the right.
Yeah, but he played on the left some. And we're letting him play both sides here. Again, for a rookie, I think that's exceptional that he's learned a lot of things as quickly as he's learned them, but he's still got to, with live action on the field, you know, even though you know the X's and O's of it, sometimes the reaction's a little slower. So, like I say, next week I think will be important for him.
Do you get more excited when a young guy that's highly touted picks things up quickly in the classroom? And
yeah, that's what you're looking for. You know, smart players get better, you know, so that's always been the case. They learn to do things better. They learn to do how to do it a little bit better. So I think he's a smart player, and I think he will get better.
Sly seems to be making a lot of strong impressions. Has he really taken ownership of the nose tackle role?
Sly?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Sly has done an exceptional job. I feel real good about him. About four of the guys I think are really I think they're moved forward really well. I think we've got a group that can come in and play and do some good things for us. And Sly's been exceptional. I think he's really taken over the nose guard position. I think he could play a three technique, but I think he's done really well. And I'm really pleased with where he is.
Do you have enough on that D-line, depending on Antonio Smith's status? Are you feel comfortable where you are there depth-wise?
Well, I think we have four guys that have really shown up real well. But we still need a couple more to step up. You need at least six, maybe seven. So, and we got some other possibilities, obviously. And then, Antonio's status is certainly up in the air.
What kind of progress has Darius Gilmour shown?
Yeah, I think he's really come on. I think part of with those guys is, they're all big guys. We've asked them to do a lot of running, so they've gotten better shape as they've gone, and they've tended to play better that way. So. Some of it's a learning process, especially for the rookie guys. But we've concentrated on those guys, the young guys this last week, and I think they progressed well, including Darius.
Who's in that? You said four. Is that a Sly, Vance, and then are we talking Wolf and Malik, or who?
Yeah,
four?
Yeah, Wolf and Malik.
Those four. Okay.
Yeah, those four veteran guys that have played basically.
Okay.
How's the defensive backs looked? A lot of them are familiar with each other. Some of them are moving Omar to free safety. How have they looked?
Yeah, I think we have an exceptional group. I think everybody knows that. I mean, anytime you have three guys that have been in the Pro Bowl, and they all have ability, and they all are hard workers. They're all smart players. I have no complaints about the secondary for sure. Once we get the pads on, I think our defense will look a whole lot better. It's hard to cover guys when you can't hit them at all. So, and although our run play has been, I think, very good, I think our run defense overall has looked good.
We get a lot of terrific outside linebackers who have done a lot of things, but I'm wondering about Chase Vaughn. His journey to this point has been really winning.
He's been an Arena League player, and he's shown up well. He's done a solid job for a young player. He's got a ways to go, like those young guys, but he has very good footwork, and it takes that to start with. You'd like him to be a little taller and a little bigger, but good players come in all kinds of packages, so he's got an opportunity.
The offense is kind of defined the team for the last few years. You think with your aggressiveness that you can bring to this team that you can make that one of the calling cards of the team?
Well, I won't have anything. I mean, it's not my aggressiveness. It's their aggressive players. It's the Broncos' defense, and I think we'll have a good defense. I mean, I don't have any doubt about that. How good we can be depends on where we go from now through training camp into the season. We have some good players, but You know, there, your scheme, you know, if your scheme doesn't fit a good player, then you need to change your scheme. So we've got some good players. We got to fit them in there.